Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
As it says on the jacket in the promotional material for Rick Prado's book Black Ops, a harrowing memoir of life in the shadowy world of assassins, terrorists, spies, and revolutionaries. So, Rick, before we get back into more serious stuff, stupid question, do you enjoy watching espionage media, you know, reading books, listening to podcasts, watching TV?
I have a very low tolerance for what I'm watching. And to tell you the truth, you mentioned the Bond movies that you watch sometimes. The beauty of that is that we know it's fantasy. So, you know, I'm still waiting for my Austin Martin, right? So, you know, we know that is it. And I will tell you, I think that the best promotional thing that the Brits ever did was to create James Bond. But I know that that's a fantasy. What bothers me is when I see movies like Jason Bourne, for example, that always portray our individuals as maniacal assassins with 17 personalities doing something that Congress doesn't even know we're doing, blah, blah, blah. And so when movies take that direction, which is too many of them, I go the other way. There are a few out there and a few movies and a few programs that are tolerable, and we understand there's got to be a little bit of Hollywood to it to catch everybody's attention.
All right, name one.
Well, I think movies-wise, one of the best CIA movies is called Argo.
Oh, yeah.
Argo, it was a fantastic movie. It was a very true story. It was we had some hostages. Well, we had the hostages in Iran, but we also had some who had been able to escape to a safe house. And this operations officer, he did the fake IDs and all that other stuff, literally put this incredible operation together in Iran while everything was going hot.
Right.
And he got the people out. So movie-wise, that's one of the ones that I think it's a very strong one. Zero Dark Thirty. It's a pretty decent one.
I love that movie.
It is well done, and of course, a lot of it is based on Jennifer Matthews, who was a colleague of mine in the Bin Laden Task Force. She was one of my analysts when we started the unit in '96. But there was also some real misguided things in that movie, and the one that bothered, I think, most of us the most was the fact that how they portrayed what enhanced interrogations are like.
Right.
You know, that came out more of a, you know, there was, I think it was Abu Ghraib or something. That was
right.
The Army
right.
Briefing point. Yeah, and in that place, there were amateurs that were not supervised, and things went really, really stupid. But the movie confuses that. The average person looking at the movie
says,
oh, so this is what they do. And it is not. You know, our waterboarding in the movies is always a bucket of water over a rag over your face and all that
right.
other stuff. When we did the waterboarding, and like I said, I wasn't part of that, but what the agency did for waterboarding comes out of the enhanced interrogation training that we in the special military, that you know that's where I started, goes under. It's called SEER school. And it's literally on a gurney. The guy is monitored. They have blood pressure cuffs on them, everything else. And there's time limits of how long you could do it. It's more of a tool to speed up the breakdown of the individual, because the real breakdown is music going 24/7, being, you know, not letting you sleep, the sleep deprivation, all these things are the things that wear people out. And the waterboarding is just that one extra little nudge to get them to tell us what we need to do, you know.
There was a scene about waterboarding in a movie called Safe House with Denzel Washington, right?
And
Ryan Reynolds. What I like about that, there was the scene that I liked, is he's going into the detail of the cotton used in the towels, because operationally he knew what would be more effective to use on him, you know, because he'd done that to other people, so he knew the right weight of the towel to use. I thought that was, there was that little detail I always thought was, that stuck with me. Thought on that?
It's a good Hollywood angle, and obviously it did its job. It got your attention, and
oh,
you
yeah.
enjoyed it. But I guarantee you that no case officer I ever know I have ever met will know what size towels we use for waterboarding. And if they do, they probably would admit it anyway. So yeah.
I mean, other than the Bond movies, which is interesting to me because I think Daniel Craig's Bond is the seems like the thing that's closest to the grittiness of what a Black Ops guy would be like, but I've just put that off to the side for the moment. I think Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, the Jean Le Carré book and then the movie based on that, what I really liked about it, that does stress this whole bureaucracy of intelligence gathering. And all the multi and having to keep track of the paperwork and the recordings and it you know, the library of information and all the forms you have to fill out. And I think there are some aspects of that which obviously don't necessarily add well to a Hollywood production, but those are the reality of your life. Is there are forms involved, right? I mean, you aren't just like sent off. You do have to write up operations reports, right? And you have to sort of explain
Absolutely.
What happened. Yeah,
absolutely. As a matter of fact, we get almost as much training in writing and expressing ourselves succinctly, because when we write an intelligence report, that your goal is for that to hit Congress the following day. If you score one of those, so when we write something, it has to be succinct and it has to be accurate and it has to be truthful. That's one of the big things in the agency that, again, is never highlighted in the media. Is the fact that our integrity, if you want to get fired by the agency in a nanosecond, steal a dollar from the agency or misinterpret an intelligence to make it sound better than what it was, it will get you fired and kicked out and your clearance is revoked and you name it.
Interesting.
And as well as it should be, yes.
Well, then let me amend this part of your biography. So, Rick Prado spent his first 10 years at CIA, but training includes airborne, scuba, advanced combat, medical rescue, SEER, mountain climbing, jungle survival, and writing really good reports.
Exactly.
there's a line in the recruit, which is interesting, where somebody said, well, how do I, he's a new guy in the CIA. He said, how do I do that? And he said, fly coach, get a, like mid-range rental car and save all your receipts. We don't call it the company for nothing. And I thought, okay, again, that seemed like a truthful moment for at least for these types of movies.
Well, and there was some levity in that scene. I did watch that first episode.
Did
I,
you?
It's not my follow-up movie, but I watched it. But there's certain levity there, but it's true. I mean, our accountings have to be very, very sharp, and I'll explain why. Because we work under what they call fenced funds. The Congress approves, the agency approves, to each area division what they can spend on what kind of programs. So it is sacrosanct for you. If you get $10 million to work this particular account, just because you got $1 million left over that account, you just cannot take that money and say, well, I'm going to put that money over here because come September we're going to lose it. So that's for us, accounting, both at the micro and the macro level, are very, very important in the agency. Yeah, it's look. You never saw James Bond write an after-action report, did you?
No.
I don't think even the books mention him having to write up
after-action.
It's very funny.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rick Prado, this is so enjoyable. Thank you so much again for stepping in. The book is Black Ops. It's gone very well. Are you ready for this? Have this been optioned for something I'm going to be seeing on Netflix coming up?
We are actually working on pitching putting together a proposal to Netflix, Amazon, or whatever. But it's not going to be a documentary. They're going for more of a mini series and. Keeping as much truth about how the agency operates and the reality of our work. And, from reading the book, you know that in our there's all kinds of sexy operations that we describe there.
Right.
They're just not the Hollywood version of the things that we see. They're still dangerous. We don't have 139 stars in our wall. Because this is a hobby, there's people that have sacrificed their lives for all of this. So that's very accurate. Very accurate.
Have any of those stars ever come down?
What do you mean?
Well, so reports are reports, right? And epochs of history have different sort of operational understandings. What's that? So I wonder whether. Anybody's ever been reconsidered of like, no, that shouldn't be up there?
No. I mean, these are all very clear-cut cases. Okay. The parameters are very well delineated. If you are in harm's way in the agency carrying out a legal mission, like all our missions are, and you lose your life, that star will go on the wall and will remain there. Now, the one thing that can change, and it has in certain cases, earlier stars that we could not say who they were. After a certain amount of time, the agency has said, okay, it's time to honor this individual so their family can really know, because the operations he was in were 30 years ago. Right. That's about the only change to the stars there. And unfortunately, what we keep doing is adding. You figure almost a third of those stars that we have on the wall are post 9/11.
Interesting. Sad, but very interesting. Several people have tweeted to me about Annie Jacobson's book, Surprise, Kill, Vanish, and asked whether you would share your opinion on that.
Well, I have to share really good opinions because I'm in that book. There's actually several pages on me on that book. It's an excellent compiling of information. I know Annie personally. I helped her with certain parts of that book that were authorized. But the amount of research that she did and the wide audience that she canvassed within the agency and within the community in our special military, a lot of that book has the main protagonist is a guy named Billy Waugh, who's a very, very dear friend of mine. Billy Waugh was a Green Beret legend in Vietnam during the early years, did 20-some years in the agency. He is the guy that was doing surveillance on Bin Laden when we started the Bin Laden Task Force, Mike Scheuer and myself. He is the guy that captured Carlos the Jackal, Elix Ramirez, right. the infamous terrorist. He's the one that found him in Khartoum. So, yeah, the book is excellent. It's one of the books that I recommend anytime somebody tells me that they want to know a little bit more about special operations, because it's not just intelligence. There's a lot of military in the book. Excellent book.
Yeah, this may be a more of a disparity between central intelligence and military intelligence, but I remember when, and somebody asked me to ask you about this, when Manuel Noriega was holding up in his palace and wouldn't come out, and they were blasting him 24/7 with rock music like Panama by Van Halen. Was that like? I mean, it seemed kind of amateurish, to be totally honest. I never found that very clever. But does that sort of thing work? And what was the general feeling about that at the time?
Well, I wasn't directly involved with it. I do know some people that were. A lot of that was the military had the operational control for it because it wasn't, it was an invasion, for lack of a better term, in order to get him out of power and slow down the narco trafficking that he was supporting. But in war, and this was a war, there are no rules. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to try, if it works, it's good. If it didn't work, it's not good. Yeah. And you learn from that. But innovation and creativity are huge tools in the intelligence community, because I think that's what we use the most, is that, right. Be able to come up with something that gets you to where not the average individual could ever get to.
Yeah, but so that seemed more like theater put on for the 24/7, news channels. And if it just sort of seemed doomed from the beginning. If you could defeat the sound and the lights with a couple of wads of toilet paper in your ears and a rag, you could get to sleep. It wasn't going to be like lying on a floor going, I can't take it anymore. It just didn't seem like that was going to be very effective.
No, and that wouldn't happen. I think that, again, it was just one more tool that they were using to harass him, to demoralize him and his troops. So,
right.
But no, singularly, that would have absolutely no major impact on anything. So
I can't imagine. Now, I want to ask you about an illegal operation. Because we've been talking about the legal stuff, and you mentioned, too, about, steal a dollar, misconstrue a report to your own advantage or something. And that brings me to something which we talked a lot about on the show over the years, and what was originally sort of passed off and then dismissed and now verified, which is the MK Ultra program of the illegal human experimentation that was undertaken by the CIA. I'm not holding you responsible for it. My question is, where would MK Ultra have fallen under that operational structure of the CIA? Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, well, first of all, you're talking something that I was probably still in Cuba when some of this
right.
stuff
totally.
Was going on.
Yeah, so, I, that's know, what I'm saying. With, I'm not. It's not you. I'm not putting it at your feet. Not, but
and most of the people that I work with were from a different epoch anyway. But the CIA has a medical division, Office of Medical Services, and they are doctors, psychiatrists, medics, and there's also the Director of Science and Technology, which is usually more of the high tech, anything from satellites to, you know, lizard size bugs that they could put in your house or whatever.
Right, right.
But they would also be, you know, in charge of any kind of those experiments. The when we say illegal, I don't know. Again, I wasn't there. But was this something that was unilaterally decided by the agency? Was it something that the military was also doing? Was it something that was approved at a higher level? And that we will probably never know.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.